Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Welcome back to America's Hot Barn Report. Now, part two of our interview with Greg Haynes, native son of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, overseers of the National Beef Checkoff Funds.
Every producer out there is paying into the checkoff. It's your money, and so we want you to know what it's being used for, to feel comfortable with it, and confident that we're doing things to help really drive that demand for the product to keep beef in the center of the plate.
Absolutely. Now, I talk to your crew a lot, and you guys are gearing up not only Beef Month, but you guys go hard, guys and gals, all summer long and all year round. A lot of big events coming up.
Yeah, we've really been featuring a lot that's been going on with, like, the Culinary Center lately. Right now, we're in a time, you know, where beef supplies are low. That means that it's harder for consumers to maybe get some of the cuts that they want. So we are really pushing on that end, just with how to prepare and utilize different kind of underutilized cuts that they might not normally be using. But also looking at how that Culinary Center gets out there and is working to train other chefs who are out there and utilizing beef and talking to consumers and talking with other chefs. It's also used a lot as far as reaching out to national TV shows. So they'll do live cooking demos and a lot of these, like, morning shows or local TV and all of that. So it really gets out that beef message and how to prepare it, the nutrition, the taste, the value of it out to the consumers all around the country.
Now, Greg, you and I have talked about this. You spent some time in Japan, and I grew up in the deep country, and lingua, or tongue, is something that we both love. My neighbor came over. I was smoking two tongues that we got off, obviously, two beefs we processed. And he opened up the smoker and was like, "What in the hell?" Like, hey, if you haven't tried it, now you love tongue. And that's an example of underutilized cuts of beef that normal Americans normal would not eat. But if you give it a try, it's all good, right?
Oh, yeah. And what I think you're saying, Monty, is that you and I maybe aren't normal. But yeah. No, I agree. It is delicious. And it's one of those cuts, like you'd say, most Americans don't eat. Your neighbor comes over and looks at it like, "Holy Toledo, what is that?" But, you know, so there's not that demand to pay high prices for it here. But like you said, in Mexico and Japan and Korea, China, that's a high demand item. It's a delicacy. So they're paying high premiums for that. And that adds value to each head.
Well spoken, sir. Now, Greg Haynes, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, always a pleasure having you on the show, America's Hot Barn Report. We know you're on the road a lot, and we wish you a good summer, and please travel safe.
Nope, thanks, Monty, and happy Beef Month. Let's enjoy. I hope everybody out there is eating a lot of beef every night.
This breaking beef news brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Lemon Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Crestwell Livestock, Okanala Livestock, Bull Ridge Livestock, and
Canard. Well, that's probably an easy one. I like any cut of beef.